Check out the credit simulator for free right now at Credit Karma. Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Animals in action. Animals in action.
So Joshua Horns was a biologist at the University of Utah. He checked out the tweet about the mountain lion with horns in, I'm sorry.
Not horns, teeth
coming out of
horns.
The back of his head from at Morning Alt. And what do you think about this, Josh?
That's a pretty wild photo.
It indeed is wild. Was wild.
Oh, yeah, that must have been quite a surprise for whoever caught that guy.
I know. That's what we're thinking. Like, it had no predators. Like, everything else probably just ran away from it. It's scary as hell.
Dude, I mean, I love the taste of cougar meat, but that, it's got teeth on the back of its head.
Well, these are pretty big teeth on the head. Like, yeah. Do you think that there were a set of baby teeth before these ones grew in?
No, you know what I think happened here? So there's a lot of structures in mammal bodies that are associated with the skin, like hair and sweat glands and stuff like that, and teeth are actually one of them. Teeth sort of grow out of certain parts of the skin. And so what happens, and this actually happens in people as well, is you can get these tumors where skin cells kind of go crazy and start growing all of these different structures that you would normally find on the outside.
Dermoid cysts ringing a bell?
Yeah, that's it.
Whoa, is that what you...
but it's pretty crazy. So I've never actually seen this happen in mountain lions, but in humans, sometimes you'll remove these tumors that are full of human teeth.
I've seen pictures.
Okay, hold on. Now, this is... Josh, hang on, because you just stepped into something. Lindsay recently had some tumors removed from her chest, area.
No, I did not have any removed.
She
but
lanced it.
Back in 2009, I had some tumors removed from my abdomen, and they were a grapefruit size and baseball size dermoid cysts. Now, they didn't have any teeth or anything weird and funky like that, but the doctors, before they went in for surgery, told me about it, so I was horrified that I was growing some kind of teeth in my body, but unfortunately...
You had mountain lion teeth growing from inside of your stomach.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not what it was.
Did you just not let them develop long enough to figure out what body part it was? Or
maybe they could have been something quite remarkable, and I will never know.
Like a butt?
Maybe.
Okay, so you're saying that these things, they didn't start growing at the same rate as its regular teeth. They look bigger. They almost look like they started growing before.
They do look bigger. And, I mean, when they started growing doesn't necessarily play into how large they are. But yeah, looking at the picture, you're right. They do look even larger. It's pretty wild.
It's like the saber teeth on top of the head.
That's right. Maybe this is a move back towards getting some kind of new saber-toothed tiger.
Is it all possible that you could have a working mouth on the back of mountain lion head?
I think that would be an extremely difficult thing to arise, since food would then have to pass through the brain.
I'd say it was like maybe on its back shoulder. Like, I'm just imagining the concept of two mouths. I could be eating a grilled cheese sandwich out of the top of my head and then telling you how great it was from the regular mouth.
I think you'd have a hard time finding an audience to share your company on that.
Yeah, it's funny because it would take away his smacking problem for sure if he had two separate mouths, but it would be probably just as gross.
Joshua, one more question for you. How rare is this kind of thing?
I don't know how rare it is. I think it's probably fairly rare in wild populations like that. In human populations, because we can remove them and it's not a big deal, they pop up with some regularity. But yeah, in wild populations, I imagine it probably doesn't happen very often.
All right. Hey, man, it was a pleasure to talk to you. It's Joshua.
Thanks, Josh.
You're from the University of Utah?
That's correct.
All right. Hey, what do you think? Should we be playing BYU?
Honestly, I don't remember the last time I watched a football game, so I'm probably not the right person to ask.
Considering this is basketball, too, so yeah, okay. Thank you, Josh.
Yep, thank you.
Right, very interesting. That's cool that he was listening.
Yeah.
All right, we will be back. How to tell if you have an ugly baby, coming up in 6 minutes.
Look at it. And now it's time for more. We're bringing it back.